My government is determined to give whatever support is required to ensure we have the service that the people of Ghana deserve. To that end, we have plans to improve the accommodation needs of the police. We also intend to build two new police training schools, all of this with a view to improving the quality of our police service and the welfare of police personnel. Currently, report after report of the Afrobarometer cites the service as the most perceived corrupt public institution in Ghana. This is not right, and it can no longer be the status quo. The citizenry can only have confidence in the police service when they're seen to be honest and would enforce the law without fear or favor. I envisage a police service that goes about its duty of protecting ordinary citizens, confidence that there will be no interference from the powers that be.
The chairman of the Police Council, Vice President Dr. Baumia, pledged their commitment to the five-year strategic plan of the service.
We have taken note of the need to provide direction in ensuring that the five-year strategic plan by the Ghana Police Service is implemented, give policing in Ghana a new look. Council also has taken note of the need to train and retrain police personnel and also enhance standard operating procedures of the Ghana Police Service to enhance its operations. We pledge as Council to enhance the welfare package of the Ghana Police Service by instituting a fund to take care of the families of police personnel who die in the course of duty. The recruitment of more personnel to meet international best standards of one policeman to 500 persons would be vigorously pursued.
The members of the council are the Minister for the Interior, Ambrose Derry, Justice and Attorney General, Gloria Ekufu, Inspector General of Police, David Asantia Pietu, and Justice Kusimi Nkapremo of the Ghana Bar Association. The rest are COP Kwesi Nkansa, representing the Retired Senior Officers Association, COP James Opombwano for the Senior Rank Officers of the Ghana Police Service, Inspector Richard Wete Winkin for Junior Rank Officers, and two presidential nominees, Hadi Alhassan Bin Sali and Cecilia Egwaku.
Mercy Darko reporting.